Welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo.
What's love got to do with it?
That's his singing debut.
What's love?
And Trisha and Eric Reiner behind the glass.
I came in really well there, didn't I?
Tina Turner.
I dated John Mayer.
You did? When?
Yeah, but did Tina Turner ever date John Mayer? She's probably one of the only female performers that hasn't.
I don't even know
John
Mayer.
We should have asked Scotty. I'm sure that he would have told us the truth.
Who is John the Mayer?
John the Mayer.
No, John Mayer.
John the Mayer of Sedona.
No, John Mayer, the musician.
Oh, I
He's a phenomenal musician.
Subject of Taylor Swift
songs. All of a sudden, all these women, I mean, Jessica Simpson, everybody.
They want to date him?
Has had taken turns dating him,
oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has dated all these hot, beautiful performers, actresses, everything.
Why?
It's
What's
amazing.
Special about this John the Mayer?
Well, he is a great musician.
What does that have
he
to do with dating?
He is very tall, very tall as well.
Dating doesn't require tallness.
Well, but I'm just saying.
But being a musician does.
But yeah, he's like, I think you know, when he starts playing and singing, it like turns up his sex factor.
Sex factor.
Wow, that's
A new segment.
Yeah.
Sex factor.
Instead of the X factor,
like
it's
it.
The sex factor.
Oh, no one take that out there. We're going to take it.
I'm still really impressed how I just like jumped in there right at the time when you introduced me. That worked out. Timing was perfect.
Yeah.
I credit Eric. Eric.
I just hit play.
Thank you, Eric.
That was good. I can't wait for the sex factor segment coming at a theater drive-in.
Why stop at a sex factor segment? Let's do just a whole sex factor show.
Or are we
coming to 1480?
Yeah. Ooh, Eric.
I don't think so.
Uh-oh.
It's not going to work?
He's like, my finger doesn't want to hit the dump button that often.
Oh, no.
The machine doesn't work that fast.
It will. Why, are you getting older? No, anyway. Just kidding.
I think there's a little pill for that.
Das sound machine.
Anyway, right. So that music you've
that
already introduced.
For the record, I don't require pills.
Well, we are very excited to have someone on. Very important movie that's coming out at the Luminant Film Festival coming in Sedona, actually, May 27th to 31st. We have producer of the movie Soul, Jane Charles, on right now. Jane, how are you?
Hey, Dave. Great.
Well, thank you for joining us. And
sitting there listening to us.
Yeah, you had to go through an improv situation.
It's because you brought up John Mayer and was asking what was so special
you
about
You brought
him.
Up sex factor. I had no idea that was a word.
It wasn't.
I date Taylor Swift.
Oh, anyway. But getting back to something very serious, of course, the movie Sold. I read a lot about this. This is a real problem. Why don't you describe to our audience what this movie's about and why it's such a big problem? I think people will know immediately why it is, but go ahead and describe this movie that you produced.
Sure. Sold is based on a novel by Patricia McCormick, and the novel was written in 2006 about a young girl from Nepal that's trafficked into India. And sex trafficking in general is a huge global issue. The sex trafficking and labor trafficking together are $150 billion business. So it's huge business. It's second only to drug trafficking and gaming. And so we wanted to shed a light on the global issue of human trafficking and bring people into the issue through the eyes of this one young girl. And so our film is, it is about trafficking, but there's a lot of lightness and there are a lot of children that live in the brothels. I don't know if you saw the film Born into Brothels years ago, but that was inspirational for us. And so, we're excited to have the film at the Illuminate Film Festival.
Is this the first festival that it's been at? I think it's been at others, right?
It has. We've done 20 film festivals. We decided to do a year of festivals because the film kept getting invited. And so we happily went everywhere from Abu Dhabi to London and throughout the U.S. And this is one of our last film festivals.
Mm.
The film has won 4 audience awards and has opened. This will be the opening night film of the festival, and it will be our 5th opening night.
That's incredible.
So it's had a good run.
You really have. How did you get involved in this movie? Is this something that has been nearer and dearer to your heart to try to help the situation?
Well, Jeffrey Brown and I, when we met in 2006, had decided that we wanted to do some films that were good for the world. You know, both of us have been in the industry for a while. I started out in Vancouver, BC, and worked in production on lots of television series like 21 Jump Street, Wise Guy, Booker, some films, Pure Luck, Bird on a Wire with Mel Gibson and Goldie Hawn back then, and then have done more recently, more independent films. But when we read this book, Sold, and neither of us knew much about human trafficking at that point, that was 8 years ago, we knew that this story had to be told. And at that point, there really weren't any films out about human trafficking, and we were pretty alone. And we're very, very happy that the media is sharing now a lot of stories about trafficking, and that people are recognizing this as a human rights issue that has to be dealt with. We just can't let it happen anymore.
There's no question about it. I think about 4 years ago, actually, we were on a different station. We had someone, and I can't remember his name, who had a foundation just to help the situation. And it's so tragic. It's even hard to describe what these poor girls are going through.
And it's not just girls.
You're right, guys and girls. And it's just so heartbreaking and beyond that. But what I'm curious about, and maybe you might know this or not, but why are the governments of these countries and as well as the United States take a stronger stand? I mean, there's some power there. But do you have any thoughts on that? Why this has not been, why this has been under the radar for so long?
Well, there are a few different issues there. I mean, just like drug trafficking, there's a lot of corruption, especially in third world countries and economically challenged countries. And people are just trying to survive. I mean, this is something that goes on day in and day out. And now with the media and the government getting involved, I mean, there is a lot of focus on this. I know Hillary Clinton has been focusing a lot on trafficking. There is an Obama declared Human Trafficking Day in January, and the governments there are laws everywhere to stop trafficking. But the key is that these laws have to be carried out. There has to be stronger punishment. And some countries are doing that. And the United States, we're actually setting a good example right now. We are changing laws. I live in Seattle, Washington, and 12 of us started a nonprofit here called Stolen Youth to address the issue here locally. Because as soon as you know about the global issue, the first question is, okay, what's happening right here in our own backyard? And we realized that Seattle has a very big issue with human trafficking, being on the I-5 corridor between Vancouver, BC, and Mexico. You can track, travel people up and down the coast. And any border cities, I'm sure Arizona, there are cities, states like Georgia that have an issue. But we decided in Seattle to form a coalition to actually find out, ask questions, what's going on here. We formed a coalition of 4 different organizations locally to address the issue on every level. And that was 4 years ago. And we've seen some really great change happening, from laws being changed to the police force here understanding that if you find an underage prostitute, they are a victim, not a criminal. They're not to be thrown in jail. They shouldn't have a record. They should have services and help and help getting off the street, both boys and girls. So that's what we've been focusing on here. And real change is happening. And we would really like to teach other people how to do this as well. And that will be part of, along with the global issue of stopping trafficking in other countries, we'll be focusing on and having a downloadable packet for people in the U.S. so that you can go to our website, download this packet, and see how you can actually form a coalition and end trafficking in your own city.
Well, and I think that's something that is hard for people to understand. I remember when the movie Taken, the original Taken, came out, and it opened a lot of people's eyes to the fact that people sometimes are being kidnapped and sold into trafficking, sex trafficking, or human trafficking. And, I'm from San Diego, and because it's a border town as well, we have quite a lot of human trafficking moving across the border from Mexico and everything. But so often a lot of this is in third world countries, and I have actually heard first person that in some of these countries, the parents may actually even sell their children for their services or whatever. And is that something that, you know, is becoming more commonplace? Is there a, or have, what did you find out about that?
Well, this is the issue in third world countries really starts with gender inequality. And so girls are not valued as much as boys in families, especially in very challenged villages where they're just trying to survive. And if there's an opportunity to send one of the children to school, they'll usually send the boy to school. Many times it is a cousin, someone in the community that they trust, and sometimes a parent, less often, but it does happen, where they just need money. And they talk themselves into believing that their child is going to get a job in the city and will be sending money home. And that is the story that's been told and over and over. And there are people that leave their villages and go to work in the city and do send money home. But very often with children, boys and girls, if someone comes through the village and offers a parent money to take their child to the city for work, 99% of the time they're being trafficked.
And I think...
And there are ways... Go ahead, Dave.
I was just going to say, I think the term is debt bondage, right, that they use?
They do. It's coercion, very strong coercion in that, and they use this in labor trafficking too, debt bondage, where they will take the child to the city and they'll bring them to a brothel and they'll tell them, and this is demonstrated in our film as well, they'll tell them that they're being held there until they pay off their debt. Even though that they've already paid, you know, the parent money for the child, they're saying that the child has to work that off before they can go home. But of course, the same with labor trafficking, they never work it off. There are, you know, they add
fees for
food,
room and board,
medical costs. Yeah. You know, they keep saying that these additional costs go on their bill, and they never let them pay it off. So many of them never get to go home. So our, you know, the key we feel in third world countries is prevention. We are focused on rescuing rehabilitation with a few organizations, but we're working with ChildReach International, starting in Nepal with the, earthquake and everything that's happened there. We already had a great relationship with the country director, Sharing Lama in Nepal. And we've started something with them called Taught Not Trafficked. It's hashtag Taught Not Trafficked. Because if you keep children in school until the age of 16, they're 80% less likely to be trafficked.
Oh, that's good to know, so, actually.
Yeah. So this is something that, you know, we've seen working already in Nepal. And that's why this disaster was even more difficult for everyone, you know, out here trying to end trafficking, because when something like this happens, whether it's a tsunami, an earthquake, some kind of disaster, the traffickers come in very quickly because they're looking for vulnerable children. They're looking for parents that can't afford to keep them. They're looking for orphans and come in and take them. So ChildReach right now is working quickly to set up some temporary schools, temporary learning centers, TLCs, they're calling them. And they're planning to open 100 in the next couple of weeks just to get the kids back to school and to some normalcy so that they're accounted for, so the teachers are back to work, and so the country can start getting back to normal.
That totally makes sense. Now, we only have about a minute left. However, how do people get involved? You mentioned there was a website that you have that can allow people to get involved in various ways?
Yes. Our website is soldthemovie.com, and there is a donate button there. There's also, you can see the trailer for the film. And at the Illuminate Film Festival, we're actually raising funds for iRest Yoga Therapy, which is a therapy people will be going in through with iRest. Molly from iRest will be there to talk about it. But we're raising funds to get trauma relief happening for the victims in Nepal. And that will be happening in the fall, where we'll be sending a team in. So during the festival, if you go to the festival website, it's illuminatefilmfestival.com, The film is showing May 28th at 7 p.m., and we have Suzanne Sterling leading Kirtan singing after the film. And I think tickets for both, they're $30. And there will also be a fundraiser for iRest Therapy that night.
So that's May 28th, Sedona, Arizona, Illuminate Film Festival. The movie sold, and the producer, Jane Charles, thank you so much. We definitely want you on again to track this situation, not just the movie, but the whole situation, so we can make sure this never happens to any child ever again.
Well, especially with Nepal coming up on the monsoon season, where so many people are homeless right now, getting some normalcy back into their lives is going to be so important. And I think that work that you're doing is phenomenal.
Thanks so much. Thanks for having me.
You're more than welcome, Jane Charles, producer of the movie Sold. We'll track this because I've heard about, obviously, these things, and I don't know if it's gotten any better at all, but great people like Jane Charles, the movie's going to help, no question, give more awareness. And, okay, so we're going to take a quick break right now.
Well, we need to get in some 90s hip-hop jams.
Woo-hoo! What is that?
Insane in the Membrane.
Oh, I like it.
This Insane is how in the Membrane.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love this. And
jump.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KTHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.
Never trust a big button that smiles. That girl is poison.
Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what? So what? So what's the scenario? Here we go, yo. Here we go, yo. So what? So what? So what's the scenario? Here we go.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.
Insane in the membrane.
Insane in the brain.